Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr.
I'm at the Trump Doral Miami with Gene Manson at the annual StarNet meeting. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thank you.
We talk twice a year. Last fall, we were in Boston. Now we're down in Miami. This is your bigger meeting. It's a four-day meeting, and you have a record crowd, right?
We do. This is our annual meeting. It's a mandatory event for our members. But we grew from last year by almost 100 people at this meeting. We have a record attendance of 688. And that includes larger numbers from our vendor partners, as well as our members are bringing more people from their teams to the meeting.
Now, the member count still around 170, right?
Yes, it's 168. And we have added 5 new members this year. Strategically, you know, we're picking markets where we have an opening and where we know it's a good market to build StarNet. And that's led to the current numbers.
Well, you know, there was a period of time a year or so ago where some people maybe even challenged the sustainability of this large cooperative of commercial contractors. And we've already been here 2 days, and by talking to everyone, it looks like that the membership is thriving right now.
Yeah, StarNet has never questioned the viability of this model because we believe in the local market relationship. We're a strong service model for the end users and for the A&D community. And with the growth in our floor care, the maintenance side, we're able to sustain that service through the life of the carpet. And it certainly is showing in the vitality of our membership right now.
What can you tell me? I know this, not to give a percentage or anything, but the business that they're doing this year across the board is up substantially, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We had double-digit growth in our purchases last year. We're returning to the members the highest rate of return that we've ever had in history. And that really is a testament to our members controlling their business more, moving their business to our preferred vendor network, which is critical, and now with the economy rebounding, coming back with really great projects.
You know, if you look at the typical StarNet member and you look at how to be successful they've had to evolve, you know, 10 years ago, some of them may have been only installing carpet and may only have been calling on general contractors. That model has really changed, and I think they learn from each other on exactly how to grow your business and what to do that, right?
Well, absolutely. Our mission is to help our members and our vendor partners grow profitably. And for our members, it's certainly about adding additional services, looking at segments of the industry that are growing and that offer opportunity, like healthcare. Hospitality has been rebounding nicely. Corporate's back this year quite nicely, which is a testament of the economy, and helping our members to make the most out of each customer. And our partnerships with our vendors is critical to us, and that's one area I'm very pleased to see, the kind of support we've gotten from our vendor partners and the alliances that we've created.
You know, just to look forward for a minute, I talk to Kermit Baker on a regular basis, a Harvard economist. He's the economist for the American Institute of Architects, and he's been watching this billing index, which is going back down to around 50. But to talk to all your members here, they feel like that this is going to be a strong year, and 17 may be even stronger, right?
Well, absolutely. We all enjoyed, or we certainly enjoyed, and I think our vendors did a good year in 15, and 16 started off strong. We do expect this to be a good year, and we're hoping that sustains for 17. Across the country, it's really consistent. There's a couple of pockets not quite as robust, but it's been quite consistent.
All right, let's talk about the highlights of the show. As I said, we've been here a couple of days. You just finished your trade show, so talk a little bit about some of the highlights of what's happening while we're in Miami.
Well, the trade show is the number one most popular event for our members. We do survey our members after the meetings to understand what they get the most benefit from, and the trade show is number one. And certainly our vendor partners would agree with that. We also do some one-on-one meetings leading into that. And then we, of course, have the Design Awards at this meeting, which is our 18th year of that very important competition. And that includes announcing the winners as well as having a lovely dinner afterwards. This year we had a new event also called the StarNet Dream Team, and this idea came from the need to build partnerships at the local market level. At this meeting, you have the senior management from the mills, and you have the senior owner proprietors from our member companies. But we want to drive the message of the partnership down into our member companies and also into the vendors. So we created a competition. We had 64 entries. We were delighted with that number. And we're honoring 3 teams at this meeting who did win with excellent entries, and they actually shared best practices during our lunch one day, talking about what made their team strong, how did they select being a teammate with this other individual, and what work have they done in the market to meet challenges and grow their business together. So it's another educational angle that we think is important for the members and for the vendors.
So again, just to mirror what you just said, it's when a member, a commercial contractor, works directly with a vendor partner and has a win, and then they submit that as an entry, right?
Well, exactly, and although it's a long-term relationship. So it would be a salesperson, a project manager, someone within one of our companies, that a person who wouldn't necessarily come to this meeting. And then on the vendor side, it's maybe a district or a regional manager, maybe it's a local sales rep, someone who works closely with that individual in our member company. So it's a local relationship. And in all cases, the winning entries talked about how they sat down a number of years ago and said, let's create a team. We can build business together going into end users who aren't currently working with us and sustain that partnership. And that's it's really multiple projects, multiple years.
Now, I've already updated our audience by talking to Leah Ledoux about your strategic national account program, and that's going very well, and you've got a pilot program, so we've covered that. But one of the things that I'd like to put more attention on with this interview is, again, your focus on the tie-in between the commercial contractor and the A&D. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, that's a critical relationship. We do have a specifier program within StarNet, which is individuals in member companies who do business development exclusively. So they're working upstream with developing projects and working with the A&D community, bringing the resources their company has and partnering with a StarNet preferred vendor. So they go in together, they develop it in the early stages, goal being that they write the specs and then deliver the project. That's a very important component for our members to grow their business and to control their business. And particularly as StarNet, we really push them to work with our vendors. And that's a way to get out ahead of any kind of bid process and work with our vendor partners.
Now you have Sherry Gorman, who's kind of heading that up on the member side. She's with R.D. Weiss. And there were, I think, 30, and you have almost 60 of those now. Is that right?
It's closer to 70, actually. We have a smaller group that's really the committee that controls the work, and Leah is their advisor. But to the specifier training, which we hold every year in June prior to NeoCon, we'll expect to have 50 to 60 people attending, and there will be other people who can't attend that still participate.
Well, not to run through everything that's going on, but you have the next generation meetings, which are always very interesting, the up-and-comers. And I see here many of your members who are bringing their either family members or young executives to this. And you're also having a session on succession planning. And I think that's a key. A lot of people nowadays, you look at the average age of a StarNet member, and there's a lot of people thinking about what they're going to do with their business, how they're going to evaluate it, and what they're going to do with it in the next 10 years, right?
Oh, exactly. It's an important topic for us. And we're actually going to touch this topic throughout the next several meetings in different ways. At the meeting in Miami, the goal was to talk about the owner looking at the business in a very strong fiscal manner, understanding what about that business would make it attractive as an investment option, not necessarily to sell the business, but to perhaps either bring in an outside investor or just make sure that the owner is getting the most out of that business from a profit perspective. Part of that, of course, is the discussion of if the owner sees a 10-year window where he or she would like to exit, who's in their company now, whether it's a family member, whether it's a non-family member, but a rising manager in the group who could be prepared to take over. But a big component of that, of course, is the financial transfer. So we're trying to help our owners start to think about that. In the meeting we'll have in the fall in Nashville, we'll be talking about family businesses and how critical it is and how challenging it can be at times for a family with multi-generations to navigate the question of who's the next leader and who will rise to the front and how will that business look in 10 years.
All right. Well, it's a great meeting, and thanks for having us down here. I've been talking to Gene Mattson, the president and CEO of StarNet, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.